danced all night. It's that night when he delivered John Cousin. We have just described that story. After that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to cultivate the Sridhar's house. Oftentimes during his Harinam Sankirtan, he would come here to drink water and rest. So on that night, he also came here and drank the water and the broken pot of Tolavaita Sridhar. It was always a struggle, because Tolavaita Sridhar would never allow his Lord to even touch his pot. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would forcibly take it and drink. He would say, this water is like the most heavenly, transcendental nectar, because it is coming from the pot. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would rest. So it is the custom of devotees that after eating big prasad at Jagannath Temple, to come and follow in the footsteps of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and rest. But unfortunately, we have very little time. So we should, just to get the mercy of this holy Dham, we should rest for 3 minutes. And then we will. Is that all right, Tom Ramaki? And then we will proceed on to the Jalangi, the holy river that meets the Ganga. And we will take boats. Is about 1 hour boat flight?
Yes.
We will have kirtan and boats. And we will come to the sacred abode of the Bhakti Vinod Bhakti.
Sachidananda Namini Gaura Shakti Swarupaya Rupa Nuga Badayate Namo Bhakti Vinodaya Sachidananda Namini
afterwards.
The nature of this material world is that time devours everything. That is why Lord Sri Krishna describes in the Gita, Paritranaya Sadhanam Namakshaya Pradushkritam Dharamastam Stapanaratanya Sambhasthani Jujayajaya. That time and time again he comes to reestablish the principles of religion. Because when the Lord appears or sends his divine representative to this world, they come to establish the pure principles of prema bhakti. But in due course of time, due to the cheating propensity ingrained within the heart of the conditioned soul, there are so many compromises and material adjustments that take place and create corruption within religion. By the true Sanatana Dharma. So after Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left this world, he left the mission of his divine Harinam Sankirtan movement in the hands of the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, headed by Srila Rupa and Sri Sanatana. And they carefully preserved the pure, pristine principles of pure love of God through the chanting of the holy name and service, devotional service to the Supreme Personality of God. But in due course of time, the general masses following the religion of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to concoct and introduce so many perverted reflections of the real message of Sri Chaitanya. Although there has always been an unbroken disciplic succession of pure souls, their teachings were practically obscure to the common masses due to a tremendous influx of corrupt, cheating teachers, those who have other motivations than the selfless service of humanity in the service of the Lord. You see, an acharya, a real sadhu, is one who has no selfish motivations. He has no material attachments. His only motive is to give compassion to others. His only motive is to glorify God and surrender the instruction of the Lord. But when this position is usurped by someone who has selfish material motives, then the whole, the pure principle of religion becomes corrupt. And the unmotivated, uninterrupted, loving service that is defined as the perfection of human life in the Bhagavata is utterly obscure. So over the hundreds of years, the centuries, the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were brought into the hands of so many sahajya and other types of movements. And therefore, the common people had the most horrible, lowly outlook at the devotees of Sri Chaitanya. They considered that they were all this unphilosophical sentimentalists, that they were engaged in all sorts of immoral sexual affairs. And actually they were right. So in order to reestablish the pure cult of Lord Gurusundar, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent to this world his own personal divine energy, Gaura Shakti Swarupaya, the embodiment of the divine energy of Sri Gaura. And that personality was Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He was a very powerful, highly realized preacher. He was a Nitya Siddha Thakur. And on all levels, to the common people, as well as to the most erudite scholars, he established the real and true spiritual integrity of the philosophy and lifestyle of the followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, his life, is written in many books. It is a long subject matter. And the character of how he lived a life of pure bhakti is an example for everyone of all classes to follow. He was a grihastha. He had 13. He was a magistrate, a high court magistrate. He performed all of his responsibilities in this world in a manner that was unparalleled throughout history. Even from the material point of view, there was no one that could compete with him. He was so utterly efficient, but yet he was always absorbed, immersed in the pure mood of bhakti or devotion to the Supreme Personality of God. It is described that he would do the work that 25 magistrates couldn't do in a week in one day. Perfectly. And he would come home, he would bathe, he would eat, all within half hour. He would preach, he would write books, he would write songs, he would hardly sleep 2 or 3 hours. In this way, he was constantly engaged in the service of the Lord.
Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur was most courageous. He saw corruption within the movement of Sri Chaitanya. So he stood up and challenged these corrupt forces, even at great risk. There is one story about one man who claimed to be Avatar, who claimed to be Vishnu, and he had tremendous mystic power. He had a great force to manipulate this material existence according to his perverted mind. So there was literally many, many people who were worshipping him as God. And he would display various miracles to prove. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, having complete faith in the Shastra, he understood that God does not appear in this age of Kali, save and except one time in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And until the Kalki avatar at the end of Kali Yuga, there is no personal, direct Leela avatar of Sri Vishnu. So therefore, this man must be bogus. So he challenged this man, that you are cheating people. You are claiming to be God and you are exploiting people. And as a magistrate, he sentenced this pretender to prison. Of course, everyone around was saying, but what if he is Vishnu? You better be careful what you are doing. This man has great power. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he had faith. He had faith that if he was defending truth, Krishna would always protect him. So this man, when he entered the prison, he said, because you are doing this to me, the Supreme Absolute Truth, your whole family will die of disease, and you will also. And within days, sure enough, the whole family, including Bhaktivinoda Thakur, they all got horrible disease. Terrible disease. They were slowly but surely dying. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur's colleagues, they said, maybe he is Vishnu. And even if he's not Vishnu, he's going to kill you all. Day by day, you're getting weaker, weaker, more and more disease. You're going to die. Let him out of prison. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, no. He said, Krishna will protect me because I am his servant. And I am giving this cheater what he deserves. So the family, the children, the wife, and himself, weaker, 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 more and more sickly. Then it came to Bhaktivinoda Thakur's attention that this yogi, his tremendous mystic power was within his matted locks of hair. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur ordered his guards to go in and cut his hair. So when they went in to cut his hair, as soon as they approached his hair, sparks and fire began to fly out of his hair and started to burn the guards. They all ran away. He went back to Bhaktivinoda that maybe he's Vishnu. And even if he's not Vishnu, we don't know how to cut his hair. So Bhaktivinoda himself went in. And despite all these flames and sparks, he cut this man's hair. And as soon as his hair was cut, all of his mystic power was finished. And within days, that man died within the prison. And then Bhaktivinoda and all of his family came back to their normal health. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur was a fearless pioneer whose mission in life was to establish the truth. And what is the truth? The truth is that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is his divine avatar in this age, who has brought the light to the darkness of Kali Yuga, in the form of this Harinam Sankirtan movement. There are many, many wonderful stories that can be told in the life of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Of course, the most magnanimous remembrance that we all have of him is how in the mood of Advaita Acharya, he prayed to Lord Gaurasundar to send his own personal representative down to earth to assist him in his mission. And due to his pure calling of love, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur took birth as his son. Bhaktivinoda Thakur's greatest contribution is his writings. He would, every evening, for many, many, many hours, he would write books in Bengali, in Sanskrit, as well as in English. And he was the one who first had this spiritual vision that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement would spread all over the world. And he wrote in one of his books that someday there will be a great empowered acharya who will appear and he will travel throughout all the continents of the world. And he will liberate the conditioned souls by delivering the chanting of the Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. And someday, Bhaktivinoda Thakur predicted, people from Europe, America, Africa, Asia, all these places where there is so much violent animosity between nations, they will all come together in the holy land of Sridhar Mayapur. And with raised arms, they will embrace, chanting Jai Satchinandana, Jai Satchinandana.
Jai Satchinandana.
And of course, the fulfillment of that vision was the coming of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who fulfilled this heartfelt dream of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. The great Thakur Bhaktivinoda, he was very much fond of living in Sridhar Mayapur. For many years he was stationed by the government in other places. He was constantly always trying to get relocated to Mayapur, because to him this was the holiest, most sacred abode. And he always wanted to serve this holy dham. So of course, when Bhaktivinoda Thakur finally was allowed to come to Sridhar Mayapur, his house was here, where we are sitting. As a matter of fact, you will find just outside the door there is a railway station, there is railway tracks. He was such a valuable government servant that because they could not any longer prevent him from living in Mayapur, so that he could do his government service, they made this railway track and a railway just so that he can get back to his work back and forth efficiently. The British government had done it. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, while he was living here, most all of the beautiful songs that we sing in the song book were written here. Most of his literatures were written in this place. It was here that he would preach to all classes of men. He would always be compassionate, tolerant, and giving of himself to uplift anyone who would receive the mercy of Sri Chaitanya. And this little house that is right over here was the house of Gaur Kishore Das Babaji. Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj and Bhaktivinoda Thakur were very dear friends of one another. So Bhakti Vinod built this little hut for him to live. Bhakti Vinod was very kind and compassionate to all. It is described that once Bhakti Gaurakishoredas Babaji, when he was an old man, he was suffering cataracts in his eyes. So Bhakti Vinod and Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, the son, they urged that you should go to Calcutta and there you can get operation and remove cataract and you can see. And Gaurakishoredas Babaji said, Calcutta is hell. I will not leave the holy dham to go to hell, simply for my eyes. So they kept requesting him. They kept pleading with him because he was going blind. So one day he was at the Ganges and they were trying to convince him. So he went in the Ganges and went underwater and disappeared. They were looking all over for him. He was gone. And they thought, oh my God, he has committed suicide. He has drowned himself in the Ganga because we were so much insisting that he get this operation. So 3 days later, as Bhakti Vinod and Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati were taking bath in Ganga, all of a sudden Gaurakishoredas Babaji came out from the water. And they were astonished. They were very, very pleased, but astonished. And they looked at Gaurakishore, and Gaurakishore simply told them, don't ever mention these operations again. And they never mentioned it again. And of course, Gaurakishoredas Babaji became blind, but he was always seeing Krishna. So he was living just here. And this place, where we are all now having darshan, is the original samadhi of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. This is the body, this is the place where his sacred body was laid at the time of his disappearance from this world. And within this samadhi, for any of you who come up, to the right hand side are the deities of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Gadadhara Pandit, Gaura Gadadhara. These were the worshipable personal deities that Bhakti Vinod Thakur served during his life in this world. Actually, we were discussing at the Yoga Pita, the birthplace of Sri Chaitanya, how this was another major contribution of Bhakti Vinod Thakur, how he discovered Lord Chaitanya's birthplace. It is described how he originally came to that area to investigate. Was he was sitting on his roof or on the first floor of this building. We will go up there. That was his personal sitting room where he would write, where he would pray, where he would chant, where he would meditate and contemplate on the divine leela of the Lord. So from this room, he was looking over and he saw a brilliant effulgent light emanating from the earth right at the place that is now the Yogapitha. And Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu revealed to him that this was his birthplace. So the original conception to find this place, this most sacred of all places, was revealed to Bhakti Vinod Thakur and actually revealed through Bhakti Vinod Thakur to all the world right here in this home. So Bhakti Vinod Thakur certainly fulfilled the mission of the Lord's avatar himself. Although he always claimed to be humble servant, Sri Krishna empowered him with the same power of an incarnation to reestablish the divine principles of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's cult. So therefore, he is a very special, illustrious, empowered acharya within our parampara system. To this day, his beautiful songs and writings are the inspiration for great devotion for all of the followers of Sri Chaitanya throughout the world. And therefore, it is our great fortune to come to the eternal residence of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in this holy land of Surabhi Kunj, Godhram Dweep of Sri Dham Mayapur. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.